Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kinim, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah discusses, again, we're talking about cases where the Kohen did something without asking any shailas. We already spoke about the case where he asks what to do when things get mixed. So, let's say you have the case where one woman has one pair of birds, another woman has two pairs of birds, another woman has three pairs of birds, or 10 pairs were for one woman and 100 pairs for another woman. So in all those cases where it's an unequal number of pairs of birds that different women have, and they get mixed together, asa kulan lemaila, if the Kohen treated all of them like an olas ha'of by being zorik the dam above the chuta sikra, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Well, half of them were in fact olas ha'of, so half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. Kulan lematan, if he offered them all as chata'os ha'of, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Again, half of them were in fact chata'os ha'of, so they'll be half kasher, half pasul. If he put half of them above the chuta sikra and half of them below the chuta sikra, hamaruba kasher, the number of birds that equals the larger number of pairs is going to be kasher. Meaning, let's say you had one woman that had two birds, meaning one pair of birds, another woman that had four birds, two pairs of birds. So best case scenario, the first woman's two birds are, one of them was lemaila and one of them was lamata michuta sikra, and the second woman's four birds, two of them were lamaila and two of them were lamata, and then all of them would be kosher. However, we're not looking at best case scenario, we're looking at worst case scenario. So the worst case scenario is that both birds of the first woman were put in the same place, meaning let's say they were both placed lamaila michuta sikra, and therefore only one of them is kosher and the other one is pasul. So the second woman has the second woman, then you're going to put one of her birds lamaila and three of her birds lamata. So of the first woman's birds, one of them was kosher. The one that was because they didn't both belong lamaila, so because they weren't both olos, so one of them ends up being a chatos and is pasul. Of the second woman's birds, one bird on lamaila michuta sikra is going to be kosher, because you know that you need a second bird, lamaila michut, has you need up to three birds, lamaila michut asikra, and two of her birds that are lamata michut asikra are also going to be kosher. So what you end up having is four birds that are kosher. Four birds happens to be the number that is the number of birds that she has in the larger group. So, and you could do that same math with any mixture of numbers. Okay, so zaklal, the rule is, when the Kohen took all the birds of that belonged to all the women and did half of them lamaila and half of them lamata, kol makom shatiyachol lachlok esakinin, whenever you could divide the pairs of both women, v'lo yumishal isha achas bein lamaila bein lamatan, in a way that there's not going to be the birds of the same woman both above and below the chuta sikra, meaning it's possible that each woman's birds are either all lamaila michuta sikra or all lamata michuta sikra, then mechza kasher mechza pasul. Then half of them are going to be kosher and half of them are going to be pasul. Because again, the worst case scenario is that each woman's pairs of birds are completely either lamaila or completely lamata. So half of the birds that are put lamaila are going to be kosher, because half of the woman's pairs can possibly be olos. The other half that is lamaila mechuta sikra should have been lamata mechuta sikra, because they're really chataos. And the opposite is true about the birds that are brought lamata michutza sikra. Only half of them are kosher, because only half of a woman's pairs of birds can possibly be chataos. The other half have to be olos, and if they're therefore put lamata michutza sikra, they're going to be pasul. But whenever you can't divide the pairs of birds, achu mishel isha achas bein milaman milamatan, unless some birds of the same woman are both lamaila and lamata, then hamaruba kasher. Then the halach is the amount of birds that the woman who has more birds has is going to be kasher. That's how many birds are going to be kasher. Says Mishnah Gimel now. Chatas luzum. Let's say you had a carbon, an olas, a You have a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, but they belong to two different women, and you don't know which one is which. So also kulin lemaila, if the kohen just went and treated them all like olos, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So the ones that are olos are going to be kasher. The ones that are chataos are going to be pasul. Kulin lemata, and if he did all of it lemata, so mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Again, the ones that are chataos are going to be kasher. The other ones that are olos are going to be pasul. Chetzin lemaila, chetzin lemata, if he did half of them lemaila mechata sikra like an ola and half lemata like a chatas, shtei and pasul. They're both going to be pasul. Shani mer chatas kriv lemaila ve lemata. Because worst case scenario is you got it backwards, is that you put the ola lemata and the chatas lemaila. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that if you have multiple women that have multiple different numbers of pairs of birds and you did all of them lemaila, so half of them are kosher, all of them lemata, half of them would be kosher, half lemaila, half lemata, it's the number of birds that are going to be kosher is the number of birds in the that the woman who has the larger amount has. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if one woman has a chatas and the other woman has an ola, if you, the kohen, put them both lemaila, then half of them are kosher. If you put them both lemata, then half of them are kosher. If you did half lemaila, half lemata, then neither is kosher, because you might have guessed entirely wrong. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Daled.